Brett Phillips joins me, the host of The First Serve, 6 p.m. tonight on 1593 SEN Track and on the SEN app. Then 9:30 p.m. tonight after the footy on 1116 SEN. Thanks to the Green Life Group, GLG, the Green Life Group, your open space specialist, celebrating 25 years of industry expertise and exceptional service. Find out more at glgcorp.com. Welcome to you, Brett. Great to have you back on.
Thank you, Dwayne. Nice to be on.
It's an interesting space you're in. More players pulling out of the US Open, and yet it's still one of those tournaments where it's going to be riveting viewing when they finally get up and running. I can't wait to get it on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be unique. We just want to see some tennis back. We've seen the WTA Tour return fairly low-key, Dwayne, in Palermo, Italy, in the last 7 days, and the presentation ceremony with masks on, which is going to be become the norm. You know, Prague and also Lexington in the US start this week on the WTA Tour. It's a good field, a little place, Lexington. They don't normally have a WTA Tour. They've got Serena Williams as the top seed and Venus and quite a number of the top 20 players. And then the men are going to obviously start to appear in Cincinnati. You can go into the bubble from the end of this week, August 15. We've certainly seen on the women's side the last couple of days, you know, following Ash Barty's withdrawal, you know, Alina Svitolina, Kiki Bertens, a couple of really good top 10 players. So we'll see how many more drop. What's interesting, Dwayne, is that the players have received this little waiver. So all the protocols have been drip-fed out to the players. I'll just read this to you. I voluntarily assume full responsibility for any risks of loss or personal injury, including serious illness, injury or death, that may be sustained by me or by others who come into contact with me as a result of my presence in the facilities, whether caused by the negligence of the NTC or otherwise. Now, players always sign a waiver when they get their accreditation, as do we in the media, and we probably don't read it, we just sign and date it. I reckon the players are reading this more forensically at the moment. It also says the player cannot sue the organisers or the government, or if he or she gets injured or contracts coronavirus. And the waiver signed by the player applies to his or her team as well. So the player has to bear that in mind. So there's a lot for the players to work through at the moment.
And the media, they'll have to sign the same thing. It's a bit like, I mean, you sign a waiver when you bungee jump or when you parachute, I suppose. It's one of those things that I presume you, if you want to get the show on the road and you're prepared to be part of the show, you have to go according to what the rules of the show are.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit more stringent than what it normally is, but fair enough. They put some strict protocols in place, so there's no second chances. You don't adhere to it, you're out, and your entourage is out, and it's as simple as that. You'll be moved on pretty swiftly. And the Australian Open's at a really interesting stage, Dwayne. We know that there's 5 contingency plans in place. Obviously, with us in lockdown, fingers crossed it doesn't go beyond the 6 weeks that we're currently in. We know that they're looking at 50% crowds in January. But what the other interesting little development that's starting to be talked about is, if we continue the way we are here in Melbourne, does the Australian Open get delayed to at some other point during the year? I mean, May and November have been floated. Now, there's a lot of people who have said for years that they would love to see the Australian Open push back at least a couple of months to March to, you know, allow players to get into the season, maybe coincide with the first term school holidays. It's a year of experimentation in world sport, as we know. I mean, let's see what develops over the next couple of months. But the Australian Open, watching on eagerly at the moment, is to see what they're going to do.
Yeah, where do you think it fits best and when do you think we might see it?
Well, look, January is perfect because they own the month of January. With it, you know, there's the cricket on, but, you know, they've got such clean airspace there. And, you know, everyone, even if you're not an avid tennis follower, you're sitting down and watching the tennis. You get gripped by the contest and, you know, 821,000 through the gates. It is just perfect. I mean, it'll stay in Melbourne. That's an absolute definite. But it would be fascinating to see it in another slot through the year, which would certainly suit the players better rather than coming into a Grand Slam at the start of the year. That's always been a bit of a discussion point. You know, maybe it is an April, May, because there's that big gap between the Australian Open and the French Open that's there every year. Then we bunch up the French and Wimbledon and the US fairly close together. So we'll watch that space with interest.
Absolutely. Who else, have you got any guests on tonight? What else can we expect on tonight's show?
Yeah, look, get a player perspective with Lizette Cabrera. She'll talk about the money that she needs to get in her pocket to actually get across to New York. And Jamin Crabb, who coaches Jordan Thompson, who's a real star on the rise. And Carlos Silva, he's a big tennis executive in the US. He's just run World Team Tennis recently, which was a great success. he gives us a great perspective. So, yeah, 15.93 SEN track, while the Crows and the Pies are on, they'll be on after that game at 9.30 on SEN. So catch us a couple of doses tonight, Dwayne.
Great stuff. Brett Phillips, host of the First Serve for GLG Green Life Group, your open space specialists, celebrating 25 years of industry expertise and exceptional service. You can find out more at glgcorp.com. Going to change from tennis to basketball after the break. Larry Kesselman, the NBL chairman, to talk to us about this task force that's been set up to work out when the season might be able to start with crowds.